Well, a national newspaper recently had an article about a survey that had been conducted, and the subject of the survey was prayer. Now, the poll that was carried out by ComRes found that over half of all UK adults say that they pray. Family was the top of the list of the things that people prayed for, and also thanking God, which is, of course, what we're doing this morning with little Finlay. Also, people prayed for ill people they knew to get better. And other people prayed, about a quarter of the people said that they prayed for global issues like poverty or disasters. And the research also found that people who call themselves non-religious also prayed, which is quite interesting. And the thing that caused people to pray most was something like a personal tragedy or some kind of crisis in their lives. And others who said that they were non-religious said that they prayed in order to gain comfort or to help them when they felt lonely. Now, we had that Bible reading a few moments ago from Luke's Gospel, and we heard Jesus tell one of his parables. That's one of his stories with a meaning. And the subject was prayer. I'm just going to watch a short video about it.
Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should keep praying and not give up.
I've reached a decision. The family in question is to hand over all property to the bank and pay the rest of the loan in weekly instalments for the next 20 years. Next case.
Sir, have pity on a poor broken family.
Pity? Next case!
Have pity on my family, blah, blah, blah.
Ha!
Hello, Judge. We're neighbours.
Judge, I need you to defend me. The landlord's kicking me out. He wants more rent.
Black coffee, thanks.
And Jesus said, so if that's what the shonky judge did, then how much more will God get justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?
Well, what are we to make of that story of Jesus? Well, we're going to think about it in a moment or two, but we're going to sing together first, and we're going to sing about the value of praying. What a friend we have in Jesus. Number 746 in the white book, 746. And as we sing, we're going to take up our collection for God's work here and further afield. Number 746, let's stand and sing. Do take a seat. Well, you remember Jesus' story. There was that judge, and the widow comes to him and knocks on his door and says, "Please help me to stand up to the person who's oppressing me." And he says, "Go away." And then she comes back and knocks on his door and says, "Please help me." And he says, "Go away, get lost." And then she comes again and he says, "Go away." And she comes again and he says, "Go away." And she comes again and he says, "Look, I just can't stand this any longer. You're driving me mad. Just to get you to go away, I will take your case and help you." Now, you know, the heart of Jesus' story is the contrast between the unjust judge and God, and something of a comparison between the poor widow and believers in Jesus. So you remember the situation. You see, the judge, his job was to fairly hear the cases of people who were in need and to try to help them. So perhaps the judge in modern terms was something a bit like a social worker or maybe a solicitor who was going to help with the legal side of things. Now, if someone was being wronged by another, here there was a needy woman who was being mistreated by someone who demanded money from her when she hadn't got it, well, the judge had to help her. Now, this particular needy lady, we're told, was a widow. And that's important in the story because at the time, it meant that she would almost certainly have been very poor. You see, she would have had very few resources. Her husband had died and he would have been the one who would have earned most of the money. And there was no social security, no benefits, so she would have not been able to help herself. She'd have been in terrible trouble. Well, the judge, in that kind of situation, was meant to listen and to do what he could to get justice for her. But this particular judge was awful. Jesus said he neither feared God nor respected people. He wasn't bothered about God's laws and standards, and he couldn't care less about the needs of others or their feelings. He wasn't going to do his job. He wasn't going to help this needy lady. Well, the woman came to him and asked for his help, and he told her to clear off. She visited him again, and he said the same thing, and she kept knocking on his door, and each time the judge rudely sent her away. But eventually, as she kept on asking, "Give me justice against my adversary," the judge gave in. And he said to himself, "Even though I'm not concerned about God's laws, and even though I don't give a fig about other people's needs or feelings, this woman is bothering me so much, she's causing me so much aggro and really getting on my nerves. Do you know what? I'm going to give her what she wants, and then I'll finally get her off my back." So through gritted teeth, he took her case on to help her to get fairness from the person that was wronging her. Now, given the way that the story begins, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. We're to hear the story and think, if that dreadful, selfish, inconsiderate judge eventually gave the poor woman what she asked for because she kept asking, how much more will the loving, generous Heavenly Father God give his children what they ask for if they keep praying to him? See, Jesus' story reminds us that God listens to his children and he answers their prayers. He's not like the judge who was mean and uncaring and had to be almost driven mad before he took any notice. Rather, God is loving and generous, and he delights to help his children and wants us to pray to him. Now, Jesus' story also helps us to see what we are to pray for and how. So Jesus told his story about the rotten judge and the needy lady just after he'd been speaking about the future that he is going to bring. He's just been teaching when people asked him a question, "When will the kingdom of God arrive?" You see, in sending Jesus to earth, God has brought in a new era. His loving rule has begun. People can be brought to God and made friends with God because Jesus died on the cross and rose again. And we can join in his new revolution, bringing God's goodness to more people. But we also need to remember that the fullness of God's kingdom rule is still to come. One day, God will remove all that is wrong, and all suffering and all evil will go. But we're still waiting for that day to come. And as we wait, Jesus' story is an encouragement to pray, knowing that God loves to hear and answer prayers, and especially prayers about the growth of his loving kingdom and the spread of the good news of Jesus that enables people to become part of it. Now, because there is a waiting time for all of God's plan to come true, waiting for Jesus to return to earth and complete his mission, it's easy for his people to get discouraged. It's easy to feel that there's no justice for those who are mistreated because they're Christians. There's no justice for lots of people because we still have lots of bad rulers. There's still injustice and poverty in the world. And many seem to live as if Jesus isn't real. Do you remember how the story began? He told them a parable to the effect that they should always pray and not lose heart. You see, Jesus tells this story because he knows it will be very easy to get discouraged. So Jesus' story is a reminder that we are to keep on praying, knowing that God will bring justice in the end. At the end of the story, we read, "The Lord Jesus said, 'Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay over them long?'" You see, if the bad judge answered when the widow kept on asking, how much more will God, our Heavenly Father, answer our prayers when we keep asking him? How much more will he answer, especially when we ask him for his justice to be made known and for his mercy to be given to those who don't deserve it, like us, because of Jesus' death on the cross, and so to see his loving, saving rule extended? And Jesus adds, "I tell you, God will give justice to them speedily." Now, Jesus isn't saying that God will bring justice and fully bring in his new world immediately after we pray, but that justice will come speedily, in the sense that it is the next stage of history, the next point on God's timeline. You see, God has not forgotten his people. God the Father has sent Jesus to show us what he's like. Jesus has died on the cross to open up the way to the Father God. Jesus rose again to prove it, and now he's ruling from heaven. And the next event in the calendar of God's plans is the full bringing in of justice for his people and a new recreated world, all to take place when Jesus returns to the earth. So Jesus' parable is a reminder to keep on praying, to keep on asking the loving Heavenly Father that his purposes will be fulfilled. And as we do so, we're also reminded that God will sort out everything in the end. Now, the very last words of Jesus' story about praying and not giving up are a question. God is going to bring a perfected world. Justice will come in the end. "Nevertheless," says Jesus, "when the Son of Man," that's his name, the name that he gives to himself, "when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" So we need to ask ourselves, have we come in faith to Jesus to find his mercy, to be reconnected to God? Have we joined his new revolution that will end in a new world? And if we have, will we keep remembering that God is going to bring justice and peace one day? Will we, in faith in Jesus, keep on praying and not giving up? Well, let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this little story of Jesus that has such a powerful message. We thank you that it reminds us that you are not like that judge, that you are loving and generous. And we thank you too for the reminder to keep on praying, knowing that one day you will bring to fulfillment all your purposes. So we pray as Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.